As the next Titans game approaches, we look at the storylines ahead. It's Titans Preview with Game Day host Rhett Bryan and Titans Radio's head coach Dave McGinnis.
The Titans are back at home to host the 0-2 Indianapolis Colts this Sunday at Nissan Stadium. The award-winning Titans countdown happens at 11 Central, noon Eastern. Kickoff of Titans and Colts is at noon Central, 1 o'clock Eastern. Dave McGinnis, if fans say the Colts are 0-2 and they have quarterback issues, why should I be concerned? What do you say to them?
0-2 means nothing to the Colts right now. It's two NFC losses to two really good NFC teams. Their quarterback issues, I mean, they had quarterback issues going into this season. They didn't know whether Carson Wentz was going to play or not. First of all, it was a 5 to 12 week period window as to when he was coming back. Well, he and Quentin Nelson both came back. And regardless of who their quarterback is, Rhett, in this ball game, this is going to be a very, very physical upfront ball game. They're going to run the football. They've got several running backs that can hurt you. They're going to use Nyheim Hines as a receiver in this ball game. They're going to run the football. They're going to spread the Titans out. And if you lose two games, if you're going to lose two games and lose two games in the early part of the season, lose NFC games if you're an AFC team, because everything that you've worked for in the offseason is still out ahead of you, because it's AFC wins that matter when you start trying to get into the tournament. So this is going to be a very difficult game. The Indianapolis Colts are in the same seat the Titans were in last week. We know what that week of preparation was for the Titans. That's the same type of preparation they're having right now in Indy.
And to your point about their last loss, they lost by 3 points to a really good Rams team. So it's not like they're just, you know, on eggshells and, you know, 1 foot in the banana peel and one in the grave kind of thing. But let's circle back to this offense for a second. You mentioned it. The Colts' run game hasn't fully cranked up yet, but where Jonathan Taylor and Nyheim Hines have been good so far is out of the backfield in the passing aspect.
Well, yeah, they're going to take Nyheim Hines, especially Rhett, and line him up as a wide receiver. When they empty the backfield and go 3-2 split, which means three receivers on one side, two on the other, he can play the inside receiver on the number two side, outside receiver. He can play all three spots on the three man side. They're going to look for matchups, and because it regardless of who plays quarterback, that's a short throw, you know, for the quarterback, and he's a matchup nightmare for any linebacker in this league. Any linebacker in this league, because he can run all the route tree. I mean, this guy's a receiver, and so it's going to be an issue. They're going to feed the ball to Michael Pittman, and we also know this: they've always used the tight end against the Titans, and so Jack Doyle and Mo Alie-Cox, get ready to see a dose of them too.
And you're right, T.Y. Hilton out of this game on IR. Michael Pittman had a career high 8 catches for 123 last week. He is starting to make his move as the top receiver in this group. But former Titan Zach Pascal also can be dangerous in this, and you underlined it perfectly. Jack Doyle has been a Titans killer.
Yeah, and so you're going to have to be ready to take on multiple personnel groups, and you're going to have to be more sound than we've been as far as giving up explosive plays. Explosive plays, I think the Titans' defense has started to play very well, but they've got to eliminate the explosives. You know, you and I talk about explosive plays all the time, and that and third down is a very determining factor in most National Football League games. We've got to eliminate the explosives on defense.
Yeah, they gave up three explosive plays. Their top longest plays against the Seahawks offense they gave up was 68, 61, and 51 yards, I believe, and two of those were for scores. That's something that's got to shore up. They only gave up 33% on third down against the Seahawks. You'd like to see that trend continue, though.
That's got to continue. I mean, that's huge, and that's one thing that offset those explosives, especially in the second half where we went three and out, you know, those first three possessions. And that was important because it gave the ball back to the offense and they were able to get into rhythm and start cranking up and start getting into sync with each other. So playing third down defense in the National Football League is big, and we're going to be challenged with the run game this week, Rhett. Their offensive line has experienced some injuries, but they can still, if you experience injuries, just like the Titans did last week up in Seattle, it's a lot easier for an offensive lineman to screw his cleats in the ground if he has to come in a backup role and run the ball than it is to pass protect.
Speaking of getting cranked up, Derrick Henry, 237 yards from scrimmage with 3 touchdowns, is the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. But he sees a Colts defense with a formidable front. It starts with DeForest Buckner, Darius Leonard in the level 2 of that defense. What must Todd Downing's offense do to have success against this group, whatever they do?
You keep them on their left foot. I mean, you've got to put them in conflict downs, and you cannot have non-success on first downs. You can't get behind the chains, as I've always liked to talk about the chain game against their defense, because they can four-man rush you and get after you. And so you have to be able to put them in conflict downs, especially first and second down. And, Rhett, let's stay out of double-digit third downs.
Yeah, that'd be good. As is custom, what are Coach Mack's keys to a Titans win over the Colts at Nissan Stadium as we wrap up this Titans preview?
Stay in sync offensively, and we just talked about it. You've got to be able to get ahead of the chains on these people, and we need to be able to possess the football, and we need to be able to finish red zones with scores. That's going to be very, very important in this game. Our kicking game is going to be very big. I'm not only talking about Bullock making field goals when the opportunity shows up. We've got to be able to play field position against these people. We've got to flip the field. We've got to have excellent, excellent coverage teams, especially in the punting game. That's going to be very, very big. And then on the defensive side of the ball, eliminate the explosives. And you're going to have to be good spot tacklers. And spot tackling is when people spread you out and start trying to throw those spacing routes. Tackle them on the spot where they catch it, then you can live with it. But you cannot miss spot tackles on spacing routes and let them get extra yards after they catch the football, because that starts to add up. It's a hidden yardage that you lose when you don't spot tackle well against spread out offenses that hurt you.
Going to be about sunny and 80 degrees, a beautiful weather day for hopefully a loaded, packed Nissan Stadium house. We are all looking forward to bringing this to you. Titans radio coverage of Titans and Colts begins at 11 Central, noon Eastern, with the award-winning Titans Countdown. Kickoff at noon Central, 1 o'clock Eastern, with the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, and Coach Dave McGinnis. For Coach Mack, Rhett Bryan says thanks for listening to Titans Preview.